It's the 21st of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An internal investigation at Bedford Prison has led to a complete lockdown as visits are suspended and the movement of inmates restricted. Specialist prison officers are currently participating in an intense search of each prison cell as they believe a gun may have been smuggled in. The weapon could have been physically brought into the Category B men's facility by a visitor, thrown over the wall from Adelaide Square, or flown in by drone. Prison officers believe the firearm could be part of a plot to escape or possibly used in a hostage situation. A spokesperson for HMP Bedford said it would be inappropriate to comment further at this stage. Several irresponsible landlords have been fined £70,000 by the Rogue Landlord Project run by Luton Borough Council. A spokesperson said that for these landlords, tenant safety was not made a priority and described the situation as a disgrace. Hugh Merriam, the government's rail minister, was invited to meet Rachel Hopkins, the MP for Luton South, to discuss disability access issues at Luton train station. Following the meeting and visit to the station, Ms Hopkins confirmed that funds from the Access for All programme will be used to install lifts at the station, providing seamless platform entry. Work is expected to begin on the project during 2023. The Luton Direct Air Rail Transit System, which will shuttle passengers from Luton Airport Parkway rail station to London Luton Airport, will officially be opened today. The ceremony, marking the occasion, will be attended by important local figures. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.